It's Central Time. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Rob Ferret. Today you're with us on the Ideas Network. Coming up, new numbers from the DNR show Wisconsin's wolf population went down following last year's controversial hunt, but the agency says it remains stable, and we'll talk with a biologist about the data and what they mean for how we manage gray wolves in the state. But first, our Wisconsin CEO series continues with Sargento Foods, a name you must recognize from the grocery store. Sargento is a cheese manufacturer that's known for its shredded and pre-sliced cheeses and cheese snacks. They have over 2,000 employees, $1.5 billion in revenue, and they've been based in Plymouth, Wisconsin since the early 1950s. Louis Gentine is the CEO of Sargento and the third generation of family ownership. Louis, thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you for having me. Excited to be here.
Yeah, tell us a little bit briefly about the Sargento story and how it's lasted in Wisconsin for now almost 70 years.
Yeah, so my grandfather moved from the Milwaukee area up to Plymouth, Wisconsin, the cheese capital of the world, actually to start a Catholic funeral home in the town. And that lasted for probably about 10 to 15 years, and he started actually making gift boxes of cheeses collected from the more than 100 different cheese manufacturers in Sheboygan County. And he would send those down to his friends, family, business associates down in Milwaukee. And then, as mentioned, in the early 1950s, 1953, he partnered with Joe Sartori. The Sar from Sartori, the Gent for Gentine, and the O was added to make us sound Italian because the first consumer varieties of cheese that we packaged were Italian style. So mozzarella, provolone, Parmesan, Romano, those types of things. And from there, it's just been a great success of innovation and building a culture of hiring good people and treating them like family that has allowed us to create value for not only our employees, but our communities and all of our stakeholders.
So, Louis, you're the CEO of Sargento now, but how did it start for you? Tell us a little bit about your experience with the company.
So my experience when I was a child was really nothing more than having an opportunity to taste our new products when my dad would bring them home and bring them to the dinner table. Or he would show us the latest and greatest advertising that Sargento did. Then when I was a teenager, my first job at Sargento was actually washing semi-trucks. And I had done that for about 4 or 5 years. Had an opportunity then to work on our frozen breaded appetizer line in Elkhart Lake at the time, where we made like breaded cheese sticks that went to national chain restaurants across the United States. Spent some time in our sales team over the summer. And then after about 3 years working in commercial banking in Chicago, I came back to Sargento in 2000 and have had the opportunity to be in our marketing team, our production team, procurement, running our retail business unit. And then when my dad retired in 2013, actually just about 9 years ago, I moved into the CEO spot.
So Louis, Sargento has been a big player in the dairy industry for decades. You have seen any number of different facets of Sargento's business, and now you are the chief executive officer. We've covered the story of dairy farmers struggling in Wisconsin. What's it been like for you to see their struggles in the recent years?
Well, I think it's definitely something that, you know, no one wants to see that. You know, everybody wants to be able to see, you know, really everybody within the supply chain, you know, doing well and being able to provide for their family. You know, certainly with the variety of different cost increases that have occurred, you know, throughout the number of years, it has been a challenge. You know, the farmers are pretty resilient and, you know, always figure out a way to kind of work through those times and then capitalize on the times that, you know, are good. When milk prices are high, you know, that tends to be a good thing for the dairy farmers as well. Unfortunately, there's a fair amount of volatility that really everybody within the supply chain has to manage. And it's different really for everybody else, for everyone.
Louis Gentine, CEO of Sargento Foods, our guest. And Louis, how do small dairy farms shuttering their doors, the consolidation of dairy farming in recent memory, how has that affected the business?
Well, you know, thankfully the overall milk supply continues to increase, and you know, it is hard to see smaller farms kind of close the doors, you might say. You know, and many times it often is that there's not, you know, kind of a next generation who's willing to put in the amount of work that's required to be a dairyman or be a dairy farmer. You know, as you know, the cow never stops needing to be milked. So it truly is a 24/7, 365 day operation. And, you know, as you know, some of the smaller farms have kind of closed up or have pivoted to do just maybe more cash cropping as opposed to being a dairy farmer. You know, certainly other farms have been willing to take on additional cows to produce more milk and ultimately supply what is still a very healthy and growing industry, that being the dairy industry.
Louis, how did the pandemic affect operations for Sargento? How did you pivot and how did you adapt?
Well, maybe the question is, how did it not affect our operations? It was very challenging. You know, certainly we were operating and running, you know, through the entire pandemic. I give our suppliers, our employees, a whole lot of credit for the amount of work and effort that they put into allowing us to be able to still supply our customers and consumers, you know, across the United States. It was tough. You know, certainly there's new protocols and new things that we had to do in order to keep our employees safe, which by far was our number one priority. And I think looking back at it, the flexibility and adaptability of our Sargento family really was the big reason of why we were able to pull through.
Yeah, did you see any changes in consumer behavior? Or did what cheese
Yeah.
eaters want change over the pandemic?
Yeah, there was a dramatic changes, you know, certainly in the food service industry from a restaurant standpoint, even though, you know, people were kind of doing pickup, you know, often that industry was really struggled. The offset to that, however, was, you know, a lot of people were eating more at home. And, you know, to this date, you know, we still, if you kind of look at it, a share of some stomach of what's eaten at home, pre-pandemic versus now versus out of home, the consumers, I think, have appreciated really the benefits of eating more at home, eating more with home with their family, and allowing people to kind of connect and have those conversations, which, you know, it was a bad time, the pandemic, but I think that to me is one of those opportunities that consumers and everybody saw is the power of bringing people together. And certainly food and I would say cheese does a pretty good job of bringing people together.
Louis Gentine, the CEO of Sargento Foods, our guest. It's based in Plymouth. And Louis, in the news recently, Sargento Foods acquired Baker Cheese Factory. Tell us what that will add to the company.
Yeah, well, the Baker Cheese has been around for many generations, and what they bring to Sargento is just an exceptional high quality string cheese. So we're very excited to welcome more than 250 members of the Baker Cheese family to the Sargento family, and looking to continue to grow and leverage their capabilities and their great cheese making history in the innovations that we bring to the marketplace in the future.
So what do you see next for Sargento over the next few years, Louis?
Well, you know, it shouldn't be a surprise to really any of your listeners. We're going to continue focusing on bringing innovative ideas to the consumer. And, you know, some of our more recent innovations are Balance Breaks, which is a snack that, you know, provides a healthy, wholesome snack for consumers. We got a great pipeline of innovation in our snacking portfolio, but I would say we have a few other good things up our sleeves as well.
Louis, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. You've made me hungry.
Well, thank you for having me.
Louis Gentine, he's the CEO of Sargento Foods, a cheese manufacturer based in Plymouth. He was with us today for our Wisconsin CEO series, where we talk to leaders from some of the state's biggest companies.